Yin, yang, this world is stitched from a ballet of opposing forces. What's the opposite of day?
Night!
What's the opposite of black?
White!
What's the opposite of salt?
Pepper!
No, they're just two spices trying to get by.
Slime! You got me! You're so smart! So...
All systems go! Prepare for countdown! 10!
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, June 9th, 2008. If you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode 47 of this motherfucking shit we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. How the fuck are you, my main man?
I'm fucking awesome. How the fuck are you?
I am gravy trains, buddy boy. Gravy trains. So, yeah, how the fuck was your weekend and shit?
It was okay.
We're back here on the Big Monday show.
Yeah. I like how...
As Tim likes to say.
I just have to say something.
We have a fantastic show for you tonight.
Hey.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Yes.
I like how whenever you ask me, how's your weekend? And I'm like, it was, and then you just cut me off.
Well, because I really don't care. It's
you
like
just have
when
to
I,
ask.
It's like when I go into these offices all day and I'm like, how are you? I just say it because sometimes if I don't, I get weird looks. They're like, that's rude. It's like, just
I look
mind
you
your own
anyway.
Fucking business. Do what you're doing. And just don't even think that I'm here because I'm not. I'm in and out.
Right.
Like burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten it in and out?
I haven't.
Oh, man. Greasy as fuck.
Yeah. Is
but
it worse
so good.
Than any of the burger places here?
It's probably comparable to Frugal's,
oh, okay.
I would think.
But Frugal's
with,
is okay,
with
I
a
guess.
Little more grease.
Yeah.
So how was your weekend?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
No, it really
Our listeners
doesn't.
Care. I just
it
don't
It was
care.
Fine.
Kitty.
How was your weekend?
It was all right. It
yeah.
was just another weekend.
So what did we do this weekend?
that probably didn't even pick
nope,
up.
No, we're the There's only ones be... that know that that happens.
Yeah, I just pooped my pants.
Wow.
Well, it was, I don't know, pretty uneventful. It was my brother's birthday. Happy birthday, brother of mine.
You don't want to say his name?
His name's Mark. I don't,
oh, okay.
I mean, I just...
You just call him brother.
Oh, brother of mine, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah, we all went and had fucking happy birthday time at McKenzie River Pizza Company. Awesome food and ice cream cakes and all that good shit. But, yeah, other than that, nothing really happened. So, I had mentioned that on a... What was it? One of my routes when I was up in Columbia Falls, I met this girl that works at this store, so to speak. Should we talk about that now?
I don't fucking care.
Might as fucking well. So, I guess my luck, it goes, I should have expected this, but, like, we're kind of texting back and forth, just bullshit and whatever while I'm at work and shit. And then, like, later on that night, like, after the show, I think it was Friday or Thursday or it must have been Friday or Wednesday, I guess.
Wait, that you brought this up?
No. What?
Never mind.
When she actually called me and then was
like,
I feel kind of bad, but I should have probably told you, like, earlier today that I have a boyfriend.
Wow.
And she's like, that probably drops your interest down to zero.
Yeah,
and
that
kind of like,
hurts things.
Well, you think? So I'm, like, talking to her about it. I'm like, so do you live with him, this and that? She's like, no. And then finally it comes out that he lives in the UK. And I'm like, really? Does that even fucking count?
Yeah. How can you date someone who lives in another country?
Right. I mean, that's like, I can see long distance relationships, but usually they start out local.
Right.
And
it's
then
not permanent.
Something happens, then
yeah.
it's long distance. But check this shit out. This is,
okay, I'm checking.
This
it.
Is fantastic. So she met the dude on the internet. So no, no physical contact, just, you know, here's my picture, here, it's probably not me, here's my picture, here, it's
right.
not me either. So, and then on top of that, I guess the coup de grace is that after about a year of emailing back and forth and just falling in love with each other via the internet.
That's what I, how can you fall in love with someone's text?
I don't know. I've seen some pretty sexy texts, but
still, I couldn't fall in love with it.
It's like, when you go home, do you just, like, print out all the emails and be like, Mom, I'd like you to meet my boyfriend. Douche. Stack of papers. I mean, how, I don't know.
I have no idea.
But it is just my luck that, I mean, she was pretty and Asian, which was a huge plus. Yeah. And then, you know, and she's talking to me like she seems kind of into me. And this by no means means that I'm over that. I'm just trying to put it out of my mind so it's right. I'm not depressed and sad and slicing her wrist. And when we were, I don't know if you noticed it or not, but when we were on our way up over to Sykes, I saw her, like, driving, and my heart just fucking sank, and I was just like, God damn it.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't think you did, but, yeah, so I'm not, I don't know, I'm just trying to move on, I guess, because I'm sure, you know.
Yeah.
So I met her, and I wrote down the jam hole, and I was like, you know, if you don't get offended easily, listen to this, and then I put my phone number there. I was like, if you have any questions about the show, call
me. Do you know
me.
If she listened?
Yeah, she listened, because then, like, 2 days later, she sent me a text message and was like, wow, that's interesting. And I'm like,
that's
who
it?
The fuck is this, and what the fuck is interesting? So I text her, and she's like, oh, it's me from the store, and I'm like, right. Oh, no shit. So, yeah, like, we're talking, like, the whole fucking day, pretty much, and then she calls, and she's like, yeah, I have a boyfriend, and then I get it out of her how they met. So, like, after a year of trading correspondence, trading text back and forth, mm-hmm. he fucking flies over here to the U.S. from the U.K.
Wow.
to meet her, right? For, like, a night, for a day. He gets here, I guess, in the morning.
Seriously?
And then left that night to go back. And so I'm telling her.
He spent all that money for a plane ticket to meet his internet girlfriend for a day.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's
how
like
cool
really,
does that sound?
Yeah, that's
so that
lame.
Right there kind of put me off of the whole thing. It's
yeah,
like,
I don't
do
know
I really
would
need a relationship with someone like that?
Yeah, that's not the person you want to get in a relationship
with. But then I was
with.
Like, but she's Asian, and that's hot. So
well, then
I
just have sex with her.
Well, I don't, it's it's not even about the sex. I just, I don't know. But so he comes here, sees that she's real, sees that she is a girl and
right.
stuff like that.
And isn't like 70 years old.
Right, or 12, and then right. fucking goes back. And I'm like, I'm talking to her about this, like, how does that even work? And I kind of put it into her head, not
Whoa.
Manipulating.
Whoa.
What?
Remember that South Park?
I did not put it into. Oh, what?
Where they lose the internet and they go to California and
oh, yeah,
Shelly meets
Shelly's,
her internet
yeah.
boyfriend and they're like, okay, well,
I'll
bye.
Email I'll, you later.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, it's totally
exactly.
like that. But so I kind of put it into her head. I'm like, you know, if most people, when they have long distance relationships, it doesn't ever fucking work because
no.
it's stupid. There's
yeah.
people right there. People have needs, physical touch, emotional shit, whatever
it,
the
it
fuck.
It works as long as it.
As long as you're both on the fucking internet all day.
Well, as
but
long as it's
as
not
as
a permanent thing.
Well, yeah.
If it's only temporary and you can deal with it for a while.
But that if you met in person, not if you met over
right.
the internet
yeah.
and then proceeded
yeah,
to be like, so do you want to be my e-girlfriend or something? It's like, come on, dude, that's stupid.
It's
so,
like it's like the Second Life girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It's just like that. So I kind of get it into her head. I'm like, you know, if you're not even in the same state, it's not cheating, let alone the same country,
right.
let alone the same fucking continent, or the same even hemisphere of the world.
I
mean, really? And she's like, well, no. And I'm like, you know, he's doing the same fucking thing.
Yeah,
like, I'm just, I'm being
loyal?
A fucking scumbag at this point. I'm
right.
just like, whatever.
Don't
I don't
anymore.
Give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you're a cool chick, but I'm sorry. That's weird. I mean, I'm weird, but I'm not that weird.
Yeah.
Am I?
I don't know.
We haven't made the Match.com profile yet, so
no.
I'm not there yet.
I would never seriously date someone through the internet that I had. I mean,
how did you meet your girlfriend again?
Through
through MySpace?
No, through her ex-boyfriend. Actually.
What a troubled web we weave.
I know. It's a weird circle.
Yeah, so I tell her that, and then I'm like, you realize if he wanted to stay here, if this dude has enough money to just hop a plane across the fucking ocean
right.
to come be like, okay, you're real, you look like your picture, see you later.
Yeah.
He has enough money to stay for a couple days and maybe talk to you in person.
Well, if you can afford a plane ticket all the way here, you can afford to stay here for a while.
Right, but what I think might have happened was he would have went to his hotel, she'd be at her house, and then they would just IM each other that way, just like that South Park.
That is exactly
but,
what would
so
happen.
So I'm like, I start talking to her about it. I'm like, so why do you think he was in such a hurry to get home? Perhaps he has a wife and kids at home, perhaps?
Or a girlfriend
or,
that he
yeah,
loves.
Right? It's like, it's easy to explain, oh yeah, I had a business thing for a night. But, you know, a few days, then you're starting to get kind of in, you know,
right.
Troubled
territory.
Or you
could just say, I'm going to go out of town for a day to some other town.
Right,
you know?
Right. But not, and then to come over to the U.S.
Yeah.
I mean,
to the U.S.
And another
see my
thing,
internet girlfriend.
Fucking date people in your own fucking country. It's hard enough to find a girlfriend where we fucking live, let alone without you fucking blokes fucking with them over the internet. Stay on your side of the fucking fence.
Stay out of Montana, you fucking blokes.
Yeah, well, just stay out of the fucking U.S. unless you're going to come live here.
Yeah,
if you're not, then quit. Just fucking quit, because you're ruining it for us. So.
Speak for yourself.
Well, fuck off. So I tell her all that, and she's like, wow, I can't believe you got that out of me. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe this is going on the show. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah, sorry.
Everything
I'm
goes
like,
on
I won't,
the show.
I won't say your name or anything like that. So I
so
just
no one will know who you
yeah,
are.
Who you are.
Just... although it's not like we have an overabundance of Asian women around here.
Oh, and the weird thing is, because she's Korean, I went to college with a Korean chick.
Really?
So I just randomly, I'm like, hey, do you know this person? And she's like, holy shit, remember my ex-boyfriend I was telling you about? That's her brother. I'm like, oh my God,
wow.
Dude, really? Fucking, wow.
Well,
small
I mean,
world,
yeah.
Right?
When there's, you know, around here, there's only so many.
Well,
of
there's,
them. There's
those two
yeah.
that I know
so they
of.
Probably know each other. Chances are good.
Yeah.
And
I got a
so
new Magic 8-Ball program on my iPod Touch, which is totally cool. You just, like, hold it to your forehead and ask it a question and then shake it, and it tells you the answer.
Really? What if you don't hold it to your head and you just shake it?
It still tells you the answer, but it doesn't work as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't work at all.
Kind of, actually.
Sometimes it gets lucky.
It was pretty spot on with a couple questions I asked.
Yeah.
It. Yeah. So
that's cool.
So that was that. That, yeah. It just figured my luck, the way things have been going, you know, that something like that
right.
would happen. It was just weird that it didn't happen right away. It wasn't like, oh, interesting show. By the way, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, talking back and forth. And then later, like, you know, I feel bad I didn't tell you this earlier. You know, whenever a sentence starts with, I feel bad I should have told you this earlier.
Yeah, it's like, I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even need to ask the Magic 8-Ball. I know.
Right.
So, yeah.
I almost feel bad for her because I...
For her? Fuck her. What about
me? Well, you too, but I'm just saying, like, she should, like, try something. I mean,
well,
that
that's what I said.
That guy's probably fucking tons of girls.
And that also
at least one.
What
I mean,
I said.
I'm sure he's with someone.
Like his
there.
Wife?
Yeah, or girlfriend, yeah. or... You know, just chicks he fucks, whatever. It's
yeah,
not like
whatever.
He's just staying with her. I mean,
yeah,
the internet.
I know. But
really?
No, and the, oh man, I totally forgot about this till you just said that. But the really funny thing is, like, I think almost not every night, but like a few times a week, they get on their webcams and they talk back and forth.
Do they have webcam sex?
I sure fucking hope so, dude. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But I understand.
The MSN conference calls.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Then they can put on their headsets and talk dirty to each other.
Oh, man. What would you do if you, like, walked in here and you saw me, like, sitting with my pants around my ankles with the webcam on fucking
if you didn't notice I was there, I would first take a few pictures.
Oh, I see.
And then I'm not sure what I would do past that, but...
You'd
as
let
long
me
as
finish.
I had the pictures.
Wow.
I'd let you finish, and then I'd be like, boo.
I'd be like, is that a dude or a chick you're talking to?
Yeah.
Because after the last couple shows,
I'd
I'm not
just
sure.
I'd sneak up and stand right behind you and get really close
and then
to
grab
like,
my
the
dick?
Side of your face.
Oh,
no.
Put your
and
lips around
wait.
My dick?
No.
No?
I'd just wait for you to notice me there.
Really?
And that... you'd be so scared.
Oh, man. I would blow my load, and it would hit you in the face.
Ew.
And then who would be pissed? Not me.
You would get your balls kicked in.
You would have semen all over your face. And not just semen. My semen. all over your face. How would that make you feel? Do you feel dirty now?
No, not really. No. It's just, I'm not even thinking about it. So
you should be.
I'm not gonna.
I could hit you from here.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you that good of a shot?
I am. Dude, I have a little bullseye thing I like to play with sometimes. Yeah. I'm spot on.
All right, that's good.
Yeah. All right, well, moving right along. The next thing I kind of want to talk about is germs. People are very, very dirty creatures. And
they're disgusting.
Granted, I don't know if it's because, I'm sure a lot of it has to do with our environment, but a lot of it is how we live, how we're used to living.
Well, there's germs no matter what.
Well, right, but I mean, we add more to it. And germs come from trash, and we produce so much fucking trash. And one of these days, I'm going to have my friend on who works for the city here doing trash. So he knows, like, how much trash this town produces. And yeah. For how small of a town it is, we have a ginormous fucking landfill. And that
yeah,
shit
that
is,
dump is huge. I remember when I was a kid, like, it wasn't very big. But no, now it's so
there's
huge.
There's, like, fucking 10 different sections for yeah. what kind of trash you have.
The
bodies, dead animals.
Now. It's like yeah. an entire, it's its own mountain.
So between that and then just the things it takes to keep us comfortable with the way we choose to live. Yeah. I mean, all of our convenience and shit, it makes things really dirty. And I'm not like a germaphobe and shit, but I don't like that. Like, yeah. I don't like touching doorknobs. And it wouldn't be bad if, like, you just, you know, you open the door and it was fine. But generally, 9 times out of 10, when I go places to deliver, after I touch that doorknob, it just feels like greasy. Like, I can feel, I don't know if it's my mind fucking with me, but I can feel just this film of filth all over it.
Yeah.
And it just grosses me out. And
that's how I am with public bathrooms. Like, whenever I use a public bathroom and I wash my hands, before I throw away the paper towel, I always open the door with
right.
it first and then throw it away so I don't have to touch the door
really?
With my clean hands.
I just don't touch anything. I just go in there, pull my pants down. I don't even touch my pecker.
But how do
and then
you gotta
I just
open
piss.
The door?
I kick the fucker down
but
like
what if
I'm
you gotta
DEA.
Pull it towards you.
Then I fucking put my toe under it and pull it towards me.
I think my way's easier.
But generally, I just kick the motherfucker in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I just don't
like,
flush.
Come on, motherfucker.
And I just piss all over the place. Well, we used to always do that whenever we'd use public restrooms. We just would have no respect for any of it. We would piss, like, the toilet would be right there, and we would just piss in the corner on the floor. Wow. And then just, oh,
that's
man.
Such a
we
mean thing to do.
I had a friend that used to poop in sinks, like, in public
really?
Restrooms. Like, one of us, I would stand outside, and he would, like, be in there, just dropping a deuce. Like, he would stand up on the fucking counter where the sink was and then just like hang his ass over it and then just poo.
Wow, I'm glad you guys had nothing
so
else
gross.
Better to
yeah,
do.
Well, yeah, this was back when I was like 15 and yeah, bored.
I knew
shitless,
someone who used to go
literally.
To like Woodland Park and Lawrence Park at night and they would like shit in the barbecuers
oh, <that's laughs>
in
gross.
The summer and then people would cook stuff in them.
Well, yeah, this was around the same time we would tip bitch ass waitresses with poo dollars. Yeah, dude.
And your landlord?
Well, he fucking pissed me off,
yeah.
man. He was a
that's
douche.
That's different.
And I paid him $300 in poo dollars.
That's a lot of poo.
Yeah, I got pictures of me
that
making
must have been
the poo
fun.
Dollars. It was fun for a while.
Yeah. Did you use gloves or did you just get poo all over your hands?
I washed my hands afterwards. It's my poo. I mean, who cares? Whatever.
Still, though, I wouldn't even want to touch my own poo.
Well, I would touch your poo.
I bet.
You're Winnie the Pooh. So we're straying from the thing. Anyway, so germs. And, like, when people, like, person-to-person contact is how a lot of that shit spreads.
Yeah.
So I was just, it got me thinking the other night. I was laying in bed kind of stoned, and I just started thinking of this. Like, whenever people meet each other, they always, like, have to have some kind of contact, some type of physical contact, whether it's the handshake or the pound or
right.
the fucking... whatever, you have to touch them. And that just seems like, it got me thinking, like, where down the line did that start? Like, who first said when you meet a stranger, like, if it's one of your friend's friends, or even, like, when you go somewhere and your friends are there, you always shake their hand and stuff
right.
like that. And I always, I don't know, I do it, but I don't know.
I just pound it. I don't
that's,
shake ever.
Yeah, but then it's weird because they go for the shake and you go for the pound and then you got the ball and socket thing going on. And that's weird. But I always, I cannot, I, what?
I just go with it. They yeah. can just grab my fist. I don't care. That's good enough.
Have you ever had someone grab your fist and then have them try and put it down their pants real quick?
I have not.
Really? I'm going to keep you on your toes next time.
That is something you would
do. It won't be next time, but it'll be so quick you won't even know. Next, you'll be like looking at me and you'll look down and all of a sudden your hand will be down the front of my pants and you'll be like, huh, that's weird.
It's kind of, what's really weird is the fact that you want my hand down your pants.
Well, not so much. Hold on, I can explain.
Really?
It's not what
can
it
you?
Seems. Not
yes,
so much for my pleasure, but more so for your discomfort.
Uh-huh.
I'm willing to let your hands touch my pecker if it makes you feel really fucking uncomfortable.
Okay.
No?
I don't believe you
okay.
at all.
Okay. So, what pretty much the end of what I was thinking is, next time you go anywhere and you meet somebody or it's a stranger or your friends, whenever there's a time when person-to-person contact is called for, just don't. And
yeah.
it will be the most awkward moment in your life
especially
ever.
If they go to put their hand out
yeah.
to shake and you just look at it.
Yeah, totally. Don't you can put your hands in your pants if in your pockets. I'm sorry, that came out wrong. You can put your hands in my pants, in your pockets, sorry. Put your hands in your pockets if you think that'll help you because it's habit. It is deeply programmed into all of our brains. We see it on TV. We see
yeah.
it in day-to-day life. Our parents did it. Their parents did it. Their parents before them did it. It's part of you. So
you know,
we need to try and not do this.
What you gotta do is when you think they're about to put their hand out for
kick
you to
kick them
shake
in the nuts.
It, no, time it just right so as they're putting their hand out, you put your hand back and pick your ass.
Like, man, this hemorrhoid will not go away.
No, don't say anything.
I drowned that shit
don't
in prep
say anything.
H.
Just make sure they see you pick your ass crack really deep.
Really? Well, and that
and
was...
then put your hand out and see if he shakes it still.
Yeah, well, and that was the other thing about it. Like, whenever I do that, whenever I shake someone's hand, I cannot help but think how dirty that fucking hand is.
Yeah,
like, I know where my hands...
balls.
Well, yeah, that or... What kind of disease do they have on their hands? Like, I don't know. I always think of that whenever I'm shaking someone's hand. It's like I can feel every crevice and bump on their hand, and it freaks me out. And I try and hide it because I know that's weird. But
yeah.
it's I you had to get this
gloves
out
all the time.
That was well. I keep gloves in my bag just in case I need to not leave my fingerprints on something
yeah.
or somewhere or someone.
You never know.
You never know when you need a good pair of latex
or a rope
or a condom.
Right.
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 Okay. So, but yeah, like, you don't know if that person, it's like in, what the fuck, Mallrats, when the dude stuck his hand
oh,
down his pants
yeah.
and up in his butthole after walking around all day and then goes to shake his hand
yeah.
and that, like, I kind of, not because of that movie, I've always kind of thought this, but that kind of
that
reinforces
just reassured
it.
You, yeah.
And, like, you don't know, like, and I kind of started thinking, like, what if I would just always have my hand, like, up my butthole? Not, like, up in it, but, you know, around...
I would never touch anything
around
in this house. Ever again.
Yeah. How's that mic smell? Is that weird?
It smells like Rockstar.
Oh,
actually.
Okay. Because you keep burping on it.
No, it's because when I opened it, it kind of sprayed.
But, yeah, so next time, like, I don't know, just try and not do it and see, like, what kind of reaction you get. Because I guarantee it'll be so fucking awkward.
I don't know. I think
and
you
then,
should, like, scratch your balls or pick your ass first and then put
well,
your hand out.
You can
see
try.
If they shake
I mean,
it.
There's how
That's
many
way
times.
More awkward.
How many times a day do you come into that kind of situation? It's, like, all day long, pretty much. If,
yeah.
if you're not sitting at home behind your computer talking
yeah,
to your
if you're
fucking
out meeting people,
internet girlfriend
you know?
All day. Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, real people, you know, it's. It's interaction, and it's why do we need to touch each other? It's
know.
Like it's like dogs when they sniff each other's butts. Why don't we just start fucking doing that then?
Because that smells.
It's probably a lot fucking cleaner than shaking hands.
That's true. At least you only have to smell it.
How weird would that be if you just like went around and but like if everyone did it? Like when I drive around delivering water and I see people on the street, like how weird would it be to
yeah.
like see those people doing the same things, but whenever they come into contact with each other, even if they don't know each other but they just pass each other on the street, if all of a sudden they both like got down and started sniffing each other's
butts.
Yeah, and
butts, they're like, hey, how are you? I'm good.
Yeah.
How are you? Good. And then
ooh,
just
you
walk
smell
away.
Good. Yeah, that would be so oh,
okay,
man.
What we gotta do is we gotta come up with a completely new way to greet someone when you meet them to replace the
how
handshake.
About just
something
waving.
That...
How about throwing up the west side set
yeah.
if you're on the west side or the east side set if you're on the east side?
That's what I usually do when I meet someone new. I just kind of wave.
Yeah.
I mean, that way it's the same
it's,
thing. Really?
I don't know. Like, the pound is all right.
I just nod my head
but
or
then
something.
You don't know what's on their knuckles.
Not as much, because they don't grab stuff
right.
with their knuckles.
Like balls and shit. I mean, yeah. I guess you could scratch your balls with your knuckles.
I guess.
You could probably jerk off.
At least it's my knuckles touching theirs, so when I touch something, it's on the back part of my hand.
And then you just wipe it off anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
You could probably put like your two knuckles together and then throw some lotion in there, and you could probably jack yourself off pretty good like that.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay. Wow. So yeah, just if you see me, don't shake my hand because that's fucking gross.
And plus, you probably have some fucking gross hands too.
Probably no. I always fucking wash my hands. Yeah. I don't like.
Well,
that
they say you're
feeling.
Supposed to wash your hands like all the time.
Well, yeah, and
because of
that. Where I go, like I'm constantly touching doorknobs right.
and
like
rails
it's not.
And stuff.
I'm not handling money as much, but all the people that handle money, like that's nasty shit, man.
Right.
I don't know. It just
well,
I'm not
sure you deliver to a lot of places with people.
Well,
who
and
do handle
all
money.
The hospitals and doctor's offices I deliver
those
to. Where
the
they're
worst.
Just filled with sick people. And
yeah.
I mean, I can fight off so much, but
when
after
that,
a while.
When there's
yeah.
that many people dying in one place.
Yeah, it's hard to fucking
yeah.
fend
you
off.
You can only
that.
Be so amazing.
I mean, a ninja can only kill so many fucking people.
Right.
Before he's overpowered.
Yeah.
Hey, kitty. So, has anyone had any more ideas what to name the cat?
I think it's Jammy.
Jammy?
Jammy.
Jammy.
Jamzilla.
Jamzilla. Jammerama.
Yeah.
Jimmy Jamma. So, oh yeah, Ben was supposed to be here today, but...
Our period is late this month.
We may have fucked up and gotten pregnant.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
The jam hole might be knocked up.
We might have gotten preggers.
Prego. We're going to go buy a pregnancy test after this.
EPT.
Yes.
Because we're worth it.
Right.
But yeah, so we are.
We care.
Our period is late. I'm really hoping it comes Wednesday because,
yes.
I don't know, that'll be 3 days late.
I've
That's,
never looked forward to bleeding before so much.
I know, but... That's pregnant, I think.
Yeah.
We might have to have an abortion, and I don't mean abortion by, like, last two Friday shows. I mean, like,
those
a real clothes hanger shop
vac. Those were abominations.
Those were abominations. They were funny abominations,
yeah,
but abominations
were.
Nonetheless.
Yes.
Hi, kitty. Okay, so, that's it. Oh, let's talk about gas real quick. It just hit, and not that I just farted, but... Gasoline?
Oh, yeah.
Gasoline?
Right.
So, it just got to our valley to where gas is $4 a gallon.
Yeah. It's been like that on the East Coast for a while.
Right, but it, like I said, we always get things a little later
right.
here.
Right, it
kind of so
works its way across the U.S.
We're kind of retarded. It takes
yes.
us longer to get stuff. So
exactly.
We were $4, $3.99 and 9 tenths. Like, thanks, guys. That makes us feel a lot fucking better, for
yeah.
one. But granted, they wouldn't do it if people weren't idiots and fall for that. Why do you think everything's $2.99 or $3.99?
Right.
Because people are stupid. And they're like, oh, at least it's not $4. It's like, oh, another penny, and it would be tarder.
Yeah, or it's like those info commercials. It's like, it's under
$20. Four easy payments of $59.95. It's like, do you know that's like $230? Huh?
Yeah. But
no,
it's like,
not. It's four easy payments of $59.95.
I like how they can
Forget
say
it.
It's under $20, but it's $19.99.
Yeah.
But if they say it's under $20, it sounds way less than
I
$19.99.
I have a can full of fucking pennies over there. I would
yeah.
be more than happy to donate to make it over. It's
please.
So it's $4 a gallon pretty much, and we had to fill up the truck because I was on empty. And what was it? 30 gallons?
Yeah, 30 gallons.
30 gallons, $120. Are you fucking hearing this? $120 fucking dollars to fill up that truck in gas, which will last maybe 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
$120, that is wow.
$120 for 3 days.
Of driving around.
Yeah.
It almost doesn't even seem worth it. Like, that is so much money. Granted, our dollar isn't worth shit anymore. I mean, I just dropped $100 on these fucking stickers, and we got, what, 150 stickers?
Yeah.
So, that's money well spent, but... Just to throw it in your truck and then it's going to run out in 3 days and you're going to have to do it all over again?
Right.
This is getting out of fucking control. So, two things need to happen. One, we either need to figure something out and, like, use
something other than
if
gas.
We want to keep going the way we're going with all of this convenience, with being able to drive wherever the fuck we want, we need to figure out a different technology to use rather than these fossil fuels.
Right. And
or,
we have tons of technologies we can't
use. It's just not profitable for the gas companies who run the whole fucking country to change it. So the other thing we can do is just totally rearrange how we fucking live. And me and Brayden were talking about this on the way up here, and I asked him, how long do you think this country can sustain itself going on like this? How long before the social structure starts to just totally deteriorate and everything goes to shit? To which you replied,
I don't even remember. I didn't think that was a question you asked. I thought you asked something like, what do you think people would do?
Okay, thanks. And so, Brayden, what do you think people are going to do? Well, here, let me ask you now. How long do you think it can go on like this? Where is the breaking point that people will be like, fuck this, I'm not spending another dime on gas. Fuck that shit. Because it's going to keep going up, obviously.
Right,
it's not going to go back down. They're like, oh, it's just the recession. We're in a depression. It'll go back down eventually. How the fuck is it going to go back down? This is all their fucking profit. You really think it costs that much to fucking make gas?
Right.
Only reason it does cost that much is because they make it cost that much.
Well, and the thing is, their reason is because we're running out of oil.
Then find something else! Oh, God!
But yeah, there is that, which we should do still, but the thing about that is it's a lie, because we have so much oil, and we haven't even tapped our reserves in Alaska.
Yeah, that's... There's so much oil there. But I don't think that's a good thing to do.
I know.
We've
just
already
saying,
damaged the fuck out of this earth. I don't want to sound like a fucking whiny, snivelly, tree-hugging hippie.
Right.
But we have fucked this world up.
I know.
I'm
not saying like, they should. I really don't think. I think we should use something else than fossil fuels. I'm just saying they're fucking lying again.
Well, no shit. And that's what they do. But the whole thing of it is we are so used to living this way.
Yeah,
it would completely
flip. We've been living like this for such a long time.
Yeah, it would completely flip our whole fucking way of life upside down, which would in turn bring riots and stealing, killing, all that shit.
Right.
Which is fine. Bring it on if we need to do that. I mean, we'll do what we have to do.
The conclusion I came to earlier about, you know, what people are going to do when they just can't afford gas anymore. Like, the rich people are either going to just keep buying gas, or they're just going to buy, you know, new hybrid type cars, and then the people who can't afford it are just going to riot. Either that or no one's going to go to work anymore.
Right, and that was what we were kind of talking about. But what I would do then is if we were to that point where we're basically surviving now, we're not living life having fun. We are surviving. Every day we wake up to survive, and then that's it. Another day, great.
Yeah.
So you see one of these rich people driving their fucking hybrid cars. You fucking run up there and you carjack the motherfucker.
Yeah.
You throw them out of the car. They're probably old.
You shoot them.
Yeah, you shoot them. Problem solved. There, now I have a hybrid car that I can afford to fucking drive. But what I'm talking about is all of these companies, mine included, that their whole business model relies on being able to go places.
Yeah.
And we have like...
The more money you have to spend on gas, the less money you profit.
Right, and we have 6 trucks. One of them's a diesel. Diesel is well over $5 a gallon here. It's like $5.34. So $120 to fill up my truck, times that by 6 trucks, dude, that's like almost $1,000 every few fucking days.
That's ridiculous.
Just to drive.
And then you got to consider all the money they pay the people driving.
Right. They pay our wages and then what it costs to make the product that we sell. Because, I mean, I know it's water, but it's not free. We have to buy the bottles and the caps, the labels. We have to pay the city for the water, pay for the electricity to run the UV lamps and the RO system. All that shit, it all costs money, and I understand that that's how business works. But at fucking $4, $5, $6 a gallon, where the fuck is this gonna stop? It's gonna just get to the point where we are out there surviving and killing people. Granted, I mean, I don't know, dude. Where is it gonna end? How is this gonna get fixed? I think it's like, so far broken, it can't.
Well, like I said, we're either just going to have to completely just riot and overthrow, basically, or just not do anything and just wait. Because if no one goes to work, no one does anything, then what are they going to do?
That's
I mean,
what
they're
I'm
not
saying.
Making
do you,
any money now.
Do you think that it would get to the point where people would, everyone at the same time would just stop working?
I think it's possible.
Because if you think about it,
at some
the
point
government,
that will happen. I mean, if it gets to a certain point, that will happen. I don't
right,
know what that
point
is.
And the government
though.
Gets a lot of money of theirs from us paying taxes. If we don't work, we don't get paid, which means they don't get paid. So don't you think it would be in their best interest to figure something
right.
else out?
Well,
and I understand
they're... If people aren't working, they're not out buying food and buying
right,
everything.
Right, it crashes the whole economy.
Yeah, everything.
And I understand that it's... You have to, I mean, you have to sell something, but you don't, when I moved here from California, gas was like 99 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Even when I started driving, like that was when I was 12, when I was 15 and I started driving, it cost me like $13 to fill my car up back when I had that Elantra. And back before I wrecked it, it was getting around $30 a gallon to fill it. Or $30 to fill it.
Right.
I don't know, whatever that is, a gallon.
Those
but,
were the days.
Yeah, and now, I mean, granted, this truck has a huge, bigger, you know, like a 30-gallon gas tank, but $120? Right. That just fucking blew me away, and I just wanted to kind of mention this, and, I mean, what are we going to fucking do? This is a serious thing. It's not like, oh, let's just not worry about it because it'll go away, because it's not going to fucking go away. We need to deal with this shit, and we need to do it soon.
A friend of mine has one of those big Dodge trucks.
Oh, yeah, I've seen pizza delivery drivers driving
like,
huge
it's
Dodge
a big
diesels.
Dodge truck. And I almost never see that thing above half a tank, like ever. It's always like a quarter because it's just, there's too much gas.
Yeah, when I've been driving the Accord for Anna's and shit, that thing is on E every time I get it. They put in like $10 a day and that's it. And still, that's what, fucking $50 for 5 days? That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
dude.
This truck costs like $210 to fill the tank.
Right,
and it's one tank. It's not even those trucks that have two.
Yeah, and you figure the economy, the depression, we are shit at right now. What's going to happen when all of these little businesses that make up the bigger businesses can't afford this anymore and they all go under? What the fuck are we going to do? We're going to have all those people unemployed, flooding the job market for companies that don't rely on vehicles. But look, FedEx, UPS, like, anytime you ship something somewhere,
what about
that whole infrastructure is going to crash?
What about all the truck drivers that move, you know, freight?
Semis. How do we get our food, our produce?
Anything.
Cows. Everything.
I mean, trains?
Like that.
We can use trains
and
planes.
So, what I think will happen is we're either going to, like you said, we're going to riot. Everyone's just going to stop working and we're going to be going just day-to-day survival.
Right.
Or we need to rethink how cities are laid out. Use more public transportation. We have zero here. And I know big cities do have them, but they're shit. No one wants to fucking do that.
Right.
But if we did that, who pays for gas in those things? The fucking city government or whatever. So fuck them. Make them put gas in their vehicles to drive us around. Or just build cities smaller to where you can live here, ride a fucking bike to work. I guarantee it will get rid of all the fucking fat people because they'll either die because they can't afford to eat, or they will get skinny because they have to walk or ride their fucking bikes there. Or we figure out another way to power our shit, and
the
then we can keep our society the pretty much the way it is.
The thing with making the government pay for it is that the only way for us to ever really make the government do anything that we want it to do would be to riot.
Right, and well, any kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not standardized, but any kind of uniform thing where everyone works together like that. If we could get that to happen in the first place, we probably wouldn't have these problems.
Yeah.
But it's because there's so many fucking people now.
And
over
no
6
one talks
billion
to each
people.
Other.
Well, they do on the internet and shit, but not about like this kind of shit because they figure, "Oh, that's the government's job.
Yeah.
We'll let the government figure
well,
it out." No. The government is just there making fucking money and laughing in their fucking planes and Learjets and shit. They give a fuck about us. We're just numbers, so that's why we need to fucking do something about this.
Well, and people don't do anything about it either because they think, what can I do? There's nothing I could do, and they're not gonna try to do anything and organize.
It's that
anything.
Whole mentality that the government wants us to have.
You gotta organize.
Come home and sit in front of the TV and let us entertain you. So when you're sitting watching TV, you're pretty much dead up here. You're nothing's happening up here. You're zoned out. it, you're just staring at the pretty flashy lights and colors. And right. That's what they want. Just sit there and be dumb and then go to sleep. Fuck your nasty fat wife you got suckered into marrying and having kids with that you can barely fucking support. And then go to work the next day. And we'll take care of everything else. And you know why? Because it's profitable for them to keep us like that. Mm-hmm. If everyone would fucking just think for them fucking selves, God forbid. I know that's really a weird thing to think
that's
about.
That's hard for a lot of you.
I know, but if we fucking all did that, we could seriously just don't vote. Stop fucking driving this bullshit. Build your cities. City council people, when you are looking at layouts for your cities, think about what happens in 10 years when we can't afford gas and we have to walk everywhere. We can't live like up here. I mean, granted, in big cities, shit's nice and close and you can take, you know, subways and shit like that. Right. But here, like where my mom lives, that's like 15 miles out of town. You can mountain bike, granted, but that's not it's not a good idea, you know? It's not convenient.
It's way too far away to do that.
Right.
It would take hours.
You need to build cities not closer together, but not so fucking spread out like this to where you have to make a fucking 50-mile commute.
Yeah.
And then that would get rid of the problem of all this fucking nasty shit we're putting up into the air. Again, I don't want to sound like a whiny fucking hippie bitch,
but still,
it's
though.
Serious shit. And everything will
get
start to fix
every
itself.
Every time I see the fucking chemtrails.
Oh, I know. And then it
every
rains.
Time.
And then, yeah.
Well, I've noticed that this year I've seen way more.
Because you didn't notice them before.
No, I've seen them before. It's just that there's more now.
Yeah?
Like, I've been seeing them do it more and more, and we have more. I mean, look, it's been like a month and a half of just rain every day, except we'll have like one day a week where it's completely nice, and then the sky is full of chemtrails, and it's a shit rain
yeah,
for a couple
totally.
More weeks.
And so, pretty much the end thing is, if shit doesn't get fixed, the earth will fucking right itself, and it will just, we will have
earth.
Some fucking, that is a sweet earth.
Yes.
We will have just some badass, nasty fucking disaster that will wipe out the majority of the people, and the ones that are left will just start over. And hopefully, the ones that are left will remember me saying, hey, think about what you're doing before you fucking do it and build smarter this time. Otherwise,
right.
In another 3,000 years, this shit's gonna happen all over again.
Don't
if you
let
don't
history
remember
repeat
what
itself.
Happened, you're gonna repeat it. So fucking just start thinking, be nice, and fucking let's try and fix this.
Yes.
Granted, I fucking just hope we riot and shit, because I would love to just sit up in the 10 acres at my mom's house and just watch the town just kill itself.
Right. Just camp on your roof with some
yeah.
guns.
And that was another thing I was thinking about the other night. We'll talk about this and then we'll do some news. But because I work at a water store and all the places I give water to, I was thinking about, granted, this is like, you know, fiction, but how cool would it fucking be if I knew how to make LSD? And one day I went in and dosed all of the water for that day. For that 2 weeks, because in 2 weeks that would cover every customer we have. Dose them all the fuck up and then just sit up on the hill watching as the town just melts into just a mess of crazy fucking chaos.
That would be amazing.
How amazing would that fucking be? Just, and I mean, I understand. I would dose too. I just wouldn't be down in the mix of shit, and
right.
I would know what's going on. Could
yeah.
you
and
imagine?
And you wouldn't be on as much as they are, because you're not just constantly drinking this water.
Well, right. But just the way these people in this town are, could you imagine all of them dosed on acid at once? What the fuck would happen?
And not
all
knowing
the doctors,
what's going on.
Hospitals, all the offices, all the fucking workers, all that shit,
yeah.
everywhere that our water goes.
I can't imagine what it would be like to be tripping on acid and not know what is going on. Like,
right.
Not know
that
I'm
would,
tripping on acid.
Yeah. I've never been dosed before like that. Like, I've
yeah.
dosed, but I've always known it.
Right,
I've never had
totally
someone slip it to
once,
me.
Once you start tripping, you know you're tripping. Unlike those people, they have no idea what's wrong.
Yeah. I just thought that would be really cool, just
yeah.
to watch.
That
like,
would,
I would
people
just
would panic.
Watch the smoke fumes rise up as the city just annihilates itself. And then I would come in off of my trip and be like, well, looks like it's ours now. And then we could make things right. Amen.
And we already have our outline for the Jamhole Nation, thanks to Paulo.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Check out. I posted. Well, no, there's no link to it yet, but it's up in our Picasa gallery, in the Jamhole gallery. Oh, man. Jamholia? Is that what he called it?
I call it the Jamhole Nation.
The Jamhole Nation. One
but I think
nation
he called it
under
Jamholia.
A groove.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Florida's gone. California is
It's exactly
down there
what I said. We get rid of Utah. We build the big giant jigsaw, cut California. Yep. Oh, man. He did it perfect. Paulo, spot on,
that
mate.
That was
spot
amazing.
On.
I laughed so hard when I saw that.
All right. So you ready to do some news
Let's
here?
Let's do some news.
Episode 47?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I was just making sure, right?
Yeah. Three times.
That's a streak, my friend. Yeah. That is a streak. Kitty's just chilling.
Kitty.
This is the first episode brought to you by Not Pot since Friday. No. In our new area here.
Yes.
Since, you know, it's just.
That's what we did Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah. We
since
moved it out here.
I figure since I don't have a girlfriend, I have to, like, entertain with the living room. We could use the living room for the studio.
Right. And it's not like you had anything in your living room.
I know. And this is so perfect because that leaves that little. And when we were in there, it was fine with just me and Brayden. But when Sean was there, whenever there was just more than two people, it got really claustrophobic for
me.
And
we did find a way.
And it would get hot and just.
Yeah, we did find a way to make it work with the three of us by putting that
table
in the middle.
It was just too small. This is nice. I'm talking from the couch. I am relaxed. If I wanted to, I could lay down like a psychiatry session and talk into the mic.
And I could even, you know.
Yeah.
I could.
It's so perfect. So, yeah.
It's great.
I just wanted to mention that.
And we have room for like at least three more guests.
Oh, we could pack it in. We could jam it in.
We got a lot of room in this jam hole.
Fuck yeah. All right. Well, this one is called Indian School Names Monkey God Chairman. This comes from India. Lucknow, India.
Lucknow. They have Lucknow.
Yeah, bad Lucknow. Is that what you said?
What?
Nothing. He's a revered Hindu monkey god. Oh, God. And now, he's the chairman of an Indian business school.
Really?
So, do you think they monkey around?
They don't, yeah. This isn't. This is no monkey business.
No monkey business. Thank you.
that was
the other
allowed.
One I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Hanuman, the popular god known for his strength, valor, and throwing feces, has been named official chairman of the recently opened... Oh, fuck.
This is why I told you should read this
Sardar Durka Muhammad Jihad College of Technology and Management in Northern India, said Saturday. The position comes with an incense-filled office, a desk, and a laptop computer.
For this thing
that doesn't exist.
Yeah, for this monkey god that isn't there.
Like, I get how some kids have invisible friends and stuff,
right.
but once you figure out that...
university has an invisible
chairman. Will you shut the fuck up? Oh, God.
Wow.
How many times... I'm going to go through this episode.
I like how you notice when...
That's another one. But I'm going to go through this episode and count how many times you fucking interrupted me. And I'm going to beat your fucking ass one lashing like Jesus fucking titty fucking Christ.
But the problem is...
There's another one. God damn it.
The problem is I have to interrupt you because when I need to say something, you don't shut the fuck up.
If you would
wait,
if you would wait for me to finish...
But
you
just keep talking.
Well, then wait.
I can't wait. You'll talk about one thing, and I'll have something to say about that, and then you'll keep talking about five more things. So by the time you're done talking about all those things, the thing I have to say has nothing to do with what you were talking about.
Well, whose fault is that?
Yours.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't let me talk.
Oh, God. So, invisible friends. We're giving him a laptop computer. For this monkey.
Like, the monkey needs the internet.
It's a monkey. It's not even a real monkey, though.
I know.
Maybe if it was even just a real monkey, I could understand. Maybe, because they can, you know, push buttons and shit. They can fly into space and stuff.
Yeah, they can use computers.
But this isn't even a real monkey. This is a made-up Hindu monkey god. A revered Hindu monkey god.
All right, well, get on with the story.
Oh, my God. That just pisses me off. That this is why shit is as fucked up as it is.
Yeah, they might as well make Jesus the chairman of Yale or something.
Oh, God. It's unbelievable. I mean... I understand that when you need something to turn to, made up shit is cool because it won't judge you because it's made up and
right.
It's not real.
It doesn't go away.
But we're not electing made up shit to be a chairman of a school and giving it a laptop computer and its own corner office.
Why don't we just make God the president?
Really? That would be awesome.
Might as well.
Because all the people that believe in him would be like, yeah, let's just make God the president. And then the rest of us smart people would be like, why hasn't anything happened yet? Oh, right, because he doesn't exist.
Right.
Gotcha.
Why that, is the Oval Office always empty?
Would that just be the ultimate test of whether or not religion truly exists?
I think that would be a good test.
Let's put it to the test. If God exists, let's nominate him, elect him president, and then see what he does.
I mean,
maybe. I mean, hey, God created this place. You think he could fix it, right?
Yeah, I mean, if anyone is the best president, you think God would have... do the best job.
Right.
I mean,
and
it's God.
I mean, we fucked up some shit. We just go to God and be like, hey, we fucked up. Please don't flood us again. But can you fix some shit here?
And if you don't want to do it, make your son do it. I don't care.
Yeah. Or make the fucking Holy Ghost do it. I give a fuck. Some deity needs to step up and fix some shit.
Yes.
And get rid of some of these fucking people while you're at it. It's
Please.
Getting too crowded. Oh, God, this pisses me off. Four chairs will be placed facing the empty seat reserved for the chairman, and all visitors must enter the office barefoot, said some Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad vice chairman. Could you imagine being on that board of directors?
Being the vice chairman of an imaginary monkey?
Like, how would that make you feel as
feel
a person?
So
like, not only did you get beat by a monkey, but you got beat by a monkey that doesn't even fucking exist.
Yeah,
like that would
you
fuck a guy
served.
Up, man. That yeah, that is the ultimate. You got served.
I'd be like, did I just get punked?
That is like getting served and then going back for seconds.
Yeah.
That oh my god, that I would just kill yourself if you are on this board. Just kill yourself.
Yeah.
Quote: it is our belief that any job that has the blessings of Lord Hanuman is bound to be a success, says Kang D.
So they're pretty much doing that. Let's see how well your school has ran when there's no one to control.
Right. Well, there's been an increase in banana sales, but other than that, no.
Nothing.
All Hindus know that Hanuman, is that the monkey god's name?
I don't know.
Okay.
The same
yes,
monkey
it
god.
Yes, it is. Hanuman is the monkey god's name. Okay. All Hindus know that Hanuman can lift mountains and leap oceans in a single bound and fly faster than a speeding bullet. sorry.
Really?
Except when he's around kryptonite.
Right.
But ancient texts make no mention of his business skills.
Here.
Quote, when we were looking for a chairman for our institution, you know, all these people should be put in an institution.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You know,
forever.
For
electing
people.
Something that doesn't exist to head your school. Think of the people that go to that school to learn. How can you learn when the head of the school doesn't exist?
Yeah.
That's like me wanting to get into the tooth fairy trade and going to DeVry's fucking tooth fairy college.
It doesn't exist.
My head is going to fucking explode.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This
makes my brain hurt.
And I know they're Hindus, but we're all people. I mean, red, yellow, black, and white. We're all pink on the inside, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, people.
You forgot brown.
Black, I said.
But brown is different.
Quote, when we were looking for a chairman for our institution, we scanned many big names in the field of technology and management and Mother Goose's Book of Nursery Rhymes. Ultimately, we settled for Lord Hanuman, as none was bigger than him. Hanuman is one of the most popular gods in the crowded pantheon of Hindu deities. His most famous feat, as described in the Hindu epic The Ramayana, Durka, was leading a monkey army to fight the demon king Ravana and rescue a kidnapped princess.
Really?
I played that game too. It's called Final Fantasy 1 through 3.
I can't believe people believe these fairy tales. So, they're just like... It's like Lord of the... It's as real as Lord of the Rings.
Or
is.
Harry Potter.
Right.
So,
it's
okay.
It's just
if,
like that. It's if, just a story, if, but people think it's true.
If they can do this, I'm electing the god from Black and White and Black and White 2, the hit game for the PC, to be the head of the jam hole. So...
I'm okay with it.
You guys can just start directing any of your inquiries to... imaginaryhand@thejamhole.com. You ever play Black and White?
Yeah,
that was
I played
a cool
the second
game.
One.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that the same fucking thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's a god. this is a god. Right. Neither of them exist. One just happens to have a cool fucking game made of it.
And the other this one was a stupid monkey.
Fought a demon king.
With its monkey army.
With its monkey army. Do you think the angry monkey from Family Guy was in that monkey army?
I bet. I think he is the god they worship.
Oh, that, well, see, he
and
exists.
And he's hiding in, you
every
know,
every Wednesday
closet.
Night at 10 o'clock, 8 central yeah, on Family Guy channel. I don't know.
I think that would
but
be
But, I mean, that, what I'm trying to say is it's the same fucking thing. This doesn't...
Right.
But let him head the school and see what the fuck happens.
I don't care.
Hanuma is one of the most popular gods. The Sardar Bhagat Singh, fuck me, in Lucknow, the capital of who fucking can even pronounce that. India's most populous state awards bachelor's degrees in engineering and management. The school opened last year. Now, if you were an employer... Oh, Kitty's totally sleeping. That's awesome.
That's
this
cute.
Is totally the jam cat. Jammy. So, if you were an employer and you were looking at people's applications and resumes and stuff like that, and you saw that somebody, you know, you would know the schools around there, right?
Yeah.
Because that's your job, kind of. If you saw that someone trying to get a job at your place went to a school that was headed by a thing that doesn't fucking exist.
Right.
If I went to a job and been like, yeah, I went to Santa's school for making stuff. And I majored in making stuff, you know.
Right.
Can I have a job making stuff? And they would laugh at you.
Yeah.
How is it okay here?
What I really wonder is, how do they consult this monkey god on what to do?
A lot of drugs.
They must. I mean, how do they communicate with, like, all right, what should we do?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the one that runs the school. How does he run it?
You guys want to make this world a better place? The first... Very, very first order of business. This is before the Boom You're Dead Law, or Keith's Law, as it's now being called.
Yeah.
Get rid of all religion publicly. Whatever people want to believe in their own time, you know.
In your own mind.
In your own fucking mind, that's great. Believe in whatever the fuck.
But rid of all the churches.
Get rid of the churches. Get rid of the Christian schools. Get rid of all that fucking shit, and I guarantee this place will be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for us to live in, because we hate this kind of shit.
Right.
But overall.
Just keep what you believe, you know,
if you
religiously
did,
in your head.
If you did that from the beginning of time, take away all of the shit that's ever happened in the history of the world that was shit that happened because of religion. Just wipe that all gone, because there's no thing as religion.
Yeah.
None of that ever happened. How fucking... I mean, it would be so much fucking better.
We would be such a better civilization. We would have advanced so much further in every area possible.
Yeah, we would be the civilization flying around to other galaxies.
Yeah, I mean, we would be so much
silently
more advanced
watching,
in every way.
Yeah, watching what they're doing, not letting them know that we're there,
right.
Because if they did, they would completely kill us because they're fucking religious fanatic freaks.
Right. Yeah.
So... Yay or nay to monkeys heading schools? I'm glad if it's going to happen, it's happening over there.
Yeah, I'd rather that God would be the president, though. That's who.
That yeah. Everyone, instead of not voting, vote for God.
Right. Just, you know, write
oh,
it down.
And speaking of the presidential candidacy race, did you hear what happened?
Hillary is out, I think.
She totally backed down. Like, I think Obama gave her the LD, if
yeah.
you know what I mean. And she was like, oh, man, I can't compete with that
right.
big, giant black cock of yours. And he's like, you want this big dick up in you, then you're going to drop out of the race. And on top of that, you're going to tell all your little feminist fucking bitch ass bleeding from the vag once a month fucking followers to vote for my black ass.
So is it
and
him
that's
and McCain
exactly,
now? Is it just Obama and McCain?
So far, I think. I don't fucking know. I really could give a fuck
because
less.
I thought the last three that really had any chance were Hillary, Obama, and McCain.
Right. McCain for
because
the Republicans.
Ron Paul, like, he's no one's voting for him. So.
Around here, they are, though. I've seen
yeah.
a lot of Ron Paul signs
yeah,
around here.
Yeah, me too.
He must, I don't know, he must be all about, like, small values or something.
Probably.
I don't know. But yeah, I just thought we'd mention that. It still doesn't fucking matter. So now, instead of the bitch, the nigger, and the cracker, it's just the nigger and the cracker. So,
you know what else we should even
and
do?
And now, because the woman is out, because that was kind of the thing. Was it gonna? Are we going to have our first black president, or are we going to have our first female president?
Or another redneck.
Right. So now it's just, are we going to have our first black president, or are we going to have another white dude? So I think he'll win just on that whole platform. But
okay,
like I said, vote for God. Who gives a fuck?
We should either vote for God, or everyone should pick their favorite president that is dead.
George Washington.
And vote for him. And then we'll just use his corpse.
Hey, fuck it. While we're at it, pick your favorite fucking cartoon character, comic book character, movie character.
I don't know. That's a little too far.
Yeah, okay.
Hey. I want to be realistic here.
Vote for Jammie for president.
Seriously?
She's real, at least. I can touch her and feed her, and she purrs and shit. I know she exists.
Right.
It would be more real than fucking this monkey god.
I don't know. I think God or a dead president would be better.
Well, yeah.
No one would fuck with a country whose president is a dead guy.
Let's vote for either Tupac or Biggie or Big L.
They're dead.
Yeah, anyone dead.
They get the black vote.
Vote for Jimi Hendrix if you want to vote for a black guy.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'd vote for
Make us proud. All right, what do you got for us? Episode 47 of this shit.
This one is called Drunk Mom Lets One-Year-Old Drive.
Oh, another vote on the side of let's all go out and get wasted because it's good for us.
Yeah. The patrol officer has stopped a car for suspicious driving and found, to his surprise, a drunk mother had let her one-year-old son take the wheel.
Was the one-year-old son drunk also?
I don't believe so.
Oh, wow. How cool would that be?
I think if this one-year-old son was drunk also, she would probably just drive.
Well, not if the one-year-old wasn't as drunk as she was. Because
yeah,
when
but,
it's that, it's whoever's drunker doesn't drive,
but,
right?
But you think a really fucking drunk adult would drive better than a kind of drunk one-year-old?
You know, this gets me thinking. You know what's a fucked up money scam that cities do to their people that live there? Make it illegal to drink and drive, but make bars places to go and drink.
Right.
It's like you have to drive there unless you walk. And
it,
then once you're there,
yeah,
you drink and you get drunk.
You
and
know
then how the fuck do you get
up,
home?
It's illegal to be drunk in public.
Right, but that's
not public.
So
you can't even
public.
Walk. No,
bars are privately owned, though.
No, but when you go home, even if you walked, it's illegal because you're drunk and you're in public.
Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
That's like totally entrapment.
Except for places like Las Vegas where it's legal to be drinking.
You just can't have open containers.
Well, no. In Las Vegas, you can be drinking, like walking down the street, but you have to be moving. You can't just stand there and be
really?
Drinking.
Really? When I was there, there was like no open container law.
Really?
Unless there was like something going on where they had it blocked off.
I was
pretty
sure that you could drink in Las Vegas as long as you were moving and going somewhere.
What the fuck does it have to do if you're moving? So you're not standing around loitering?
Right, exactly.
Well, that makes sense, I guess. It's stupid either way.
Because if you're just standing there drinking, then they can just arrest you because you're being a problem.
And if you can do that, why the fuck can't you smoke? That
yeah,
just blows me away. I mean,
because people have been taught to believe that it's so bad for so long that it's so hard to get them to change their mind, even though there's so much proof saying that it's not bad.
Right,
at
but
least
just
not,
recently it's
yeah.
becoming more accepted with, you know, people do it on TV and movies
right.
and shit like that. But I don't know.
Still,
it just seemed weird
so
because
long.
They prohibited alcohol and people still went and did it. And then the government was like, okay, let's make it legal again.
Yeah.
But with weed, is it just because pot smokers will just go to their dealer and buy it regardless, like the alcoholics did with the speakeasies back then? And like, we don't give a shit because we can get it whenever we want it.
But that's the thing. I mean, if it was legal, then we wouldn't be going to dealers because they'd be out of the job. So
right.
we'd be buying
so then,
from them, the government, and they would just be making money.
And then that would just flood the job market, which already sucks as is, with even more people, because then all those drug dealers
like,
would have
really,
to go get jobs.
Those drug dealers are going to go get a real job.
Well, what
after...
are they going to do? Then they would have to step up their game then and compete
they're
with
gonna
what
move
the
to...
government's selling.
No, they're going to move to like heroin or something that's not legal.
That's true. Yeah, I could
because
see that.
I, you know, I'm sure that's what I would do.
I say, I mean, it would be nice to be able to just, like, in Amsterdam, you can just smoke, you know, out wherever.
Right.
But as far as getting it, I'm just fine getting it the way we're getting it. Like,
it just sucks that you could get caught.
Often does that really happen?
Well,
bust are people moving serious amounts of money and pounds.
I mean, people who buy the weed from dealers pretty much never get caught unless they're caught out smoking it.
Right, or the dealers that are selling to people they don't know because they're getting greedy or they got in over their heads and they have a lot of product to move.
Or the people that were out doing it that get busted rat on their dealer, which never happens.
Yeah, right, because people are, you know, solid like that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
At least I never do that because they're my friends. So yeah. It's different.
So vote for God and he will make it all better.
Yes, he will. He'll agree with us because he made it there. Mariah Green, 29, of Goshen Township near Cincinnati in the U.S., was arrested late Tuesday and found to have a 0.11% blood alcohol level, while above the 0.08% legal limit, said the town's police.
She was wasted.
She was really drunk. Her license, already suspended for a previous drunk driving offense, Green had put her infant son behind the steering wheel while two other children aged 8 and 5 were also traveling in the car.
So wait, was she that drunk to where she didn't pick the 8-year-old to drive?
Yeah, really?
Because the 8-year-old's probably a lot more cognitive than the 1-year-old
is. Yeah, you think the 8-year-old would have a better concept of driving a vehicle.
That's...
They have more motor skills. I mean, how good are your motor skills at one? You
motor
don't have
vehicle skills there. So if Boom You're Dead would have been in full effect, her first offense, she would have been dead. Problem solved. This never would have fucking happened.
True.
See? Unfucking believable.
Quote, let's be honest, a 1-year-old child doesn't have the skill to drive a car. We all know that.
Oh, apparently not all of us.
Yeah.
Fucking adult, you managed to somehow figure out how to get pregnant 3 fucking times. You've somehow managed not to fucking die. You've survived this long and you thought that, what the fuck? Oh my God.
But he was riding. The hands were on the wheel. She was allowing him to steer. It was Green's 3rd drunk driving offense in 6 years.
3rd one. Just fucking die and kill her little fetal alcohol syndrome children while you're fucking at it. Because we do not need that gene line at all. Not even a little bit.
Not even.
Oh, I fucking hate people like that. It pisses me off. And I would love to see them just go out and drunk drive and just kill fucking people. I give a fuck. I am quick. I will
avoid
them.
Just let me know what time you're doing it and I'll make sure I'm not out.
That just, it just pisses me off that not once, not twice, but 3 fucking times this happens. And now I understand you have a fucking family. Quit fucking drinking, you mess.
Yeah, but they're drinking because they have a family, too.
Oh, then don't fucking have a family in the first place. Should have had a fucking abortion.
They are legal.
Oh, my God. That's like that V8 commercial where they smack their head and they're like, should have had a V8. It's like, bitch, should have had an abortion.
Yeah.
Ugh, I fucking hate it. God, this show, as therapeutic as it is, while I'm doing it, I get so fucking angry at people.
Right, because we know about
just,
this stuff.
No,
now.
It just blows me away. You have a brain just like the rest of us. How are you so fucking stupid?
Right.
I don't understand. What? Oh, God. I should... I don't know.
Well, we're 1 hour and 7 minutes in. You want to keep going?
I don't give a fat fuck. This one is called Woman Backs Over Elderly Neighbor. This is my good deed for the day. Port St. John, I have no fucking clue where that's at. A handicapped elderly man is in critical condition. Wasn't he in critical condition before this happened?
Yeah, he's kind of old. That's pretty
critical. That's critical, man. That's critical mass. After troopers said a neighbor ran him over and then left to go shopping. Yes.
I got shit to do.
Yes, please. Get the fuck out of my way.
You're old and slow. I can't wait on you.
He was probably like walking with his walker and shit, and she's like, are you fucking kidding me? 5 minutes still? Fuck it. I've fallen and I can't get up. I'm old.
Should have ran over him one more time just to make sure he was dead.
I would have. Trooper said Dana Greco was backing her Cadillac out of her driveway. At the same time, her neighbor, Thurman Magoo.
Magoo
to you. Thurman, that's such a fucking old person name. Thurman.
Uma Thurman.
Well, not her first name.
That's true.
He's 74, was using his cane to walk down the street. See, I called that shit.
He said was, walker.
He was probably, same
you
fucking
thing. You were
halfway.
Thing. Oh, walker,
okay. walker is one more
canes. Yeah, well, no, a walker is one more step to being.
But if you think about it, a cane is one, a walker is four.
Right.
So it's like four canes.
So, yeah, but the thing is about a cane.
Just admit I'm right.
But the cane isn't as bad as the walker. At least he only needs a cane and he doesn't need a walker.
Not he does now.
He's probably in a wheelchair now. He skipped the walker.
FHP said she backed into him because he was taking too long to cross the street and may not.
It did not say
it
that.
It did not. She backed into him and may not have realized it.
Whatever,
probably because when her car hit him, he just like. Poof, dust.
Yeah.
Dust in the wind.
Yeah, but you'd think, you know, there'd be a bump there
no,
or something.
No, not when you hit dust, my friend. It just scatters.
Then how is he even alive?
How was he alive before this happened?
I don't know.
She backed into him and I've realized it. She then went to the store, came back, and found out what she had done. She's like,
oh, you're still
really?
There.
This again? Can you fucking move out of my fucking way, please?
That's so awesome that she left and he is still stuck there just miserable and all that pain from being ran over.
Oh, God.
Just laying there.
That
she
brings,
was probably at the store for at least a couple hours.
That brings a smile to my face. Quote.
Did that make up for the last story?
Almost. Quote, you could see blood all over him, said Charles Cribb, who helped Magoo. He was laying.
Chigoo!
He was laying pretty still. His walker, his cane, was laying pretty still. He wasn't moving. She was driving a big SUV, and it's.
Stop.
No, that's fine. And it's black. Thank you for interrupting that.
You were supposed to keep
Quit
going.
Quit chewing on the paper, goddammit, kitty!
No kidding, it's my pot pie.
Okay, let's see. She was driving a big SUV, and it's black and has tinted windows. Oh, so blame it on the SUV because it's black.
Right.
Real nice, guys. Way to be racist.
Yeah.
You can't see out of it. You'd think she'd feel something, but it's possible she didn't because old people are crumbly like dust.
It doesn't say that.
Chigoo was flown to Holmes Regional Medical Center in Melbourne. The accident is under investigation.
How awesome would that be if you actually knew someone with a last name Jagoo. I would always have to be like Jagoo whenever I said their name. I couldn't just say it normally.
All right, what do you got for us? Let's keep on going. You do one more. I want to do this one. We'll do the blotter and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
This one is called Pennsylvania Crews Rescue Nude Man Stuck in Portable Potty.
Nude man.
Yeah, he was naked for whatever reason.
In a porta potty?
Yeah.
He was by himself,
so he wasn't fucking.
Speaking of nasty ass germs, a fucking porta potty is the last place I would want to be naked in.
I know.
I would want as much protection. I don't even like going in those things. Not because I'm claustrophobic, but just it's gross.
Well, it's worse than a public bathroom.
Well, yeah, because the shit's just hanging out there. Like, you lift up the seat and there's poo. It's like, hey. I'm poo.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. Do I need a breath mint?
Yeah, you might.
Poo.
Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Rescue crews had to cut apart a portable toilet to rescue a man who got stuck naked inside the potty.
Oh, please tell me he was big and obese and fat and disgusting. just tell me he was just a disgusting example of a human being.
I will if it's written here. Authorities say the 31-year-old man used a cell phone to call 911 on Sunday from inside the portable toilet.
Oh, I wish I had that call.
Yeah, I would like that. 911
emergency. Hi, I'm fat and stuck in a porta potty and drunk and naked. Oh, God, that would have been golden crams.
Police say the man had been drinking and had taken off his clothes. Somehow, he immersed himself in the holding tank.
Oh, he was in the piss and shit.
You know, yeah, there's that toilet. He got inside the toilet.
Oh,
he, like, crawled into the
naked.
Toilet.
Naked. Oh, yeah. Come
He's
on,
like, I'm
man.
I'm drunk. I want to go swimming.
Really? Okay.
He was skinny dipping.
Put yourself in his position. What possible reason? What possible reason could you possibly have to take off all your clothes for one and then to go in there. I don't care.
You're a crazy drunk fuck.
I don't care how fucking drunk I could ever possibly get. I could be dying of alcohol poisoning. I would know enough not to do that. Really, adult? It naked in the shit.
Yeah.
Really? I don't understand that.
I guess he wanted to fuck some shit up.
Is that it for that story?
Yeah, that's it.
Really? It didn't say why or anything?
No, I'll just read the rest. Fucking Deputy Fire it. Commissioner Chris Miller told some TV place, "I've been on the job in one form or fashion for 21 years, and this is the first porta potty rescue I've ever had. Police charged the man with public drunkenness and creating a health code."
Nice.
That's it.
I thought he was going to say, "This is the worst case of shit I've ever seen."
Yeah.
This one is called "Man Bludgeoned to Death with TV." Man, see, TV does kill.
TV's not good for you.
Rots your brain. 25.
Bludgeons your brain.
A 25-year-old man has been sentenced to life in prison for killing a man with his own television. See?
See, he used his television.
Save some money and just kill the guy. What possible good thing is going to come out of him sitting in jail for the rest of his life? What? What good does that fucking do? So some other person that's in jail for the rest of their life can have somebody to fuck so they don't get lonely and sad and kill themselves?
Yeah.
I mean, why? Why do we even have that?
They put
that?
Him in jail to punish them and make him do nothing. I mean, what's worse?
Okay, okay.
No, wait, wait. What's worth? Worth being
about tree fitty
being stuck in jail your whole life or being killed?
Well, yeah, I understand that, but I can understand using prison if you're trying to show someone, look, you did something bad, now you're going to be punished, and in a few years, you can come out of your room and play nicely with the rest of us. But if you're going to put them in there for life, just fucking kill them. Who cares? If you want to make it bad for them, kill them fucking painfully. Don't fucking give them a nice sleepy injection. Fucking take a hammer and a fucking chisel and go to the joint. Man, go to the temple, fucking torture him.
I don't know. I like the idea of whatever their crime was, do that.
Drop
back
a
to
fucking
them.
TV on his head then.
Exactly.
But you're saying the whole point of it is to punish them, and killing them is an easy way out.
No,
death is not an easy way out.
No,
if
the way
you...
they kill him, though, I mean, they just lethal injection. Although lethal injection is a really bad way to go out, I hear.
No. If you read that serial killer book, the first injection they give you puts you to sleep. The rest of it, if you're awake during the rest of it, yeah, they say it burns really bad. But if you're asleep, it don't fucking matter.
That's not what I read.
Then you read wrong.
I think it was an article on our top secret news source about lethal injection. And it was saying it was pretty, because in a lot of places, they're making it illegal because it's too harsh.
Oh, because fucking people are a bunch of whiny, snivelly pieces of shit that believe in some invisible thing.
Yeah, and electrocution is harsh too. That is too harsh, they think, because I mean you're alive
then
for a while.
Be nice. This is, like we've said before, this isn't happy fun time,
right?
This
they
is punishment
it.
It's supposed to be
I mean,
harsh.
It's not like you're electrocuting someone who's innocent. That would be terrible.
If punishment was a front row seat to the Playboy Mansion party, people would always do bad shit. You have to make the punishment harsh. That's why it's called punishment, you fucking retards.
You're like chopping shit out.
You can't. I mean, I understand you're not going to please everybody all the time, but fuck them. You got to pick your battles. And when people are doing fucked up shit, then fucked up shit needs to happen to them.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. You can't just be like, oh, we're sorry you dropped a TV on somebody's head. Here's a cookie. Are you okay, baby? We're going to go ahead and put you in jail forever now. Is that okay? No? Well, here's a fucking 3-day delay appeal process that you can waste more of our fucking money with. It's so stupid. We need to just get rid of all that shit and just start fucking killing people.
And that would be a good way to thin out the population a little
bit,
too. A great
fucking way.
Because at least they're pieces of shit that should be dead anyway. It's not like we're just killing people aimlessly.
Exactly. The ones you're getting rid of don't deserve to be here anyway.
And there's a lot... we could clean up a lot of room really fast.
Yeah, and then we could get rid of a lot of bad fucking places because there wouldn't be any pieces of shit living in these bad fucking places. So
exactly.
We could get rid of them and start building nice places.
And if people knew the consequence of being a piece of shit was to just be killed,
then
they might
wouldn't
not do
be
it.
A piece of shit. That's
I mean,
the whole
I'm sure...
preface to the law.
Yeah.
After a while of killing people, people will realize that, hey, if I do something fucked up, I'm going to get killed.
Right.
And you know what? The ones that are going to do it are going to do it. They're going to get killed. The ones that might have done it but aren't going to now because they know if they do, they're going to get killed, aren't going to do it. Problem solved.
There's
the
always,
world
yeah.
is a perfect place once again.
There is always going to be those people who are going to do the stupid
then
shit.
Then kill
anyway,
them.
Yeah,
we don't need them.
Saying.
We
They'll
don't
be killed,
want them.
So there still will be less people doing
what are
that.
They contributing to society
yeah,
at
nothing.
All? Absolutely
Just being a
nothing.
Nuisance.
Exactly. So get rid of them. When you have cancer, you don't. You cut the cancer out.
Right.
They are a cancer on our
they
society.
Are. Yeah, pieces of shit are cancer.
Ryan Patrick, speaking of pieces of shit, Ryan Patrick Martin McLaughlin from Fairview's Gardens. If you have more than three names, you're a piece of shit. How's that? He pleaded guilty to murder at Antrim Crown Court. You should just die. McLaughlin killed Stanley John Andrews at the Simon Community Run Alveston House in Oh, fuck. Just days after they first met. Talk about a first impression. The judge, sitting in Belfast, told McLaughlin he would serve at least 14 years before he would be considered for release. McLaughlin was high on a cocktail of drink and drugs when he attacked Mr. Andrews in the two-bed unit they shared. So it sounds like, on top of being a piece of shit, they were both homeless. So
yeah.
That's fine that he killed one homeless guy, but then we, being good people, need to turn around and kill him.
It's like, well, thanks for, you know, taking one out for us, so we just have to kill you.
Exactly. Mr. Justice Treacy said that whilst it was not known what triggered Mr. Andrews' outburst, oh, it couldn't have been the fucking alcohol,
no,
possibly maybe mixed with the drugs.
Yeah, that's a good mix.
You're an idiot, Justice Treacy.
It's probably oxys and fucking beer.
Yeah, probably. It was probably 40s of OE and fucking cheap ass heroin.
It was probably like the cheapest vodka.
Meth.
In meth.
And beer. And
yes.
Or OE. Or, yeah, McCormick's.
Yeah. Because, I don't know, it's just dirty, I guess.
He said that whilst it was not known what triggered him, his outburst, it was accepted that the offense was spontaneous and, in that sense, unpremeditated. It doesn't fucking matter. I'm sick of this whole, oh, well, if it's meditated or if it's premeditated, it's this, and if it's not, it's that. You did something bad, now die. That's
all. You
knew,
as long as you knew what you did, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's... you know, premeditated or not.
Yeah. The incident was discovered after Simon community staff came to the unit after hearing loud thuds. Kill them both. fucking unbelievable. All right, you ready to do the blotter and get
yeah,
the fuck out of here?
Let's do the blotter.
All right, start us off.
All right.
This, sorry, I need to preface this by saying this is a little something we do once a week to let you guys know what kind of people we have to deal with, what kind of town we live in. This is why we think the way we do.
Well, I guess it's part of it. There's a lot
Well, yeah, this is a pretty good sized part of it, yeah. though. Just the stupid shit people do to each other.
And this, just the stupid calls they call in
yeah.
to the 911
yeah.
dispatch.
This is so you guys know, because
yeah.
this shit doesn't happen everywhere. This
no.
is like our own special piece of the pie here.
Right. It's not that special.
No.
Not at all.
It's not pie either, but.
Yeah, but.
Go ahead.
Okay. The proverbial pie.
Yeah.
808
The metaphorical pie.
Yeah. 808 a.m. Two stray dogs were hauled off to the shelter after killing four plump chickens.
Wow.
They were plump chickens. They weren't just sickly ones. Otherwise, they wouldn't have cared, I guess.
Too bad they weren't, like, killed four fat pigs.
Here,
like
here.
People, yeah. Okay.
Or police.
Well, or that, yeah. 9:08 a.m., a hysterical Kalispell woman called in after her neighbor threatened to spray Roundup.
What kind of threat is that?
Well, if you don't know, Braden, Roundup is what you use to kill weeds.
Right, but what's so bad about killing some weeds?
Well, maybe...
I mean, if she was going to spray her with it...
Right, she's like, are a nuisance...
It's annoying these fucking weeds in my yard, so maybe Roundup will work for you just
right.
the same.
But see, do you see what I mean? This, really? I don't know what to say. You are threatening your neighbor with weed killer?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh my God, I'm
Adult,
scared.
Really? Oh my god, this is why. Oh god.
That's the best you got.
I don't know what else
just
to say.
Just round up, that's
These
it.
These people are fucking ridiculous, yeah. And this is what we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
This one's even better. 10:08 a.m. On Tuesday night, an intoxicated man called in from the Blue Moon Saloon.
Okay, stop there. The Blue Moon is like a cowboy hick bar.
Yes.
If you guys didn't know.
You'll never guess who I saw there in the parking lot.
What were you doing there?
I was driving past it on my way to Bree's house.
You were riding past it. You don't have a car. You weren't driving.
It doesn't matter.
It does, because when you say I was driving, it makes you sound all cool. Like, yo, I was driving. I have a car. I have my shit together.
But how is that? That doesn't
You were
sound
a passenger
cool.
in a car. You're not driving. You're not cool.
Yeah,
and
but
you
who
don't
says,
have your shit
so
together.
So I was a passenger in a car. Going
you do, because you don't have a car.
But that's not the point.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Guess who I saw in the parking lot? Getting out of his car.
I have no idea.
Just take a guess.
I don't even know where to start. Give me a category. From Fall? From where would I know him from? Or her?
I'll just say who it is.
Okay.
It was Eli. You'll never guess who he was talking to.
A dude?
Yeah.
Was he cupping his ball sack?
I don't know, but like he got out of his car... And some other cowboy dude walked up to him, and they just started talking.
Nice.
Like, oh.
And if you guys don't know, Eli is Braden's girlfriend's ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Right.
Who happens to be gay.
Also. Right.
So I
he's a nice guy. He just tells stories. And
yes.
He's one of those kids where, like, he'll just make up shit after shit.
I
and
think...
It's to the point where he doesn't know what's real
but
and what's
I think the
made
reason
up.
Why he's been lying like that so much is because he has to lie about he's been lying about being gay for so long that he lies about everything else to try and hide being
hey,
gay.
Hey, you don't have to lie to kick it, man. If you're queer, that's cool, man. Just keep it away from my butthole.
Yeah, I don't really care, honestly.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, Blue Moon Saloon to report a stolen vehicle. Responding deputies gave the man a ride home and later found his Dodge Caravan parked nearby the Half Moon Road. The same drunken man called in the second time the next night to report that his vehicle had been stolen from the bar once again. And again, deputies found the vehicle parked a couple hundred yards down the road on U.S. Highway 2. Really?
See, that right there, remember when we were talking about if you call the cops on somebody and the cops get there and that person isn't doing nothing, you, the person that called in, should get arrested and charged with whatever you tattled on them for. So
yeah.
This guy right here should get hit with 2 charges of Grand Theft Auto. Boom, you're dead, you drunken piece of shit.
Amen.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I did not mean that.
That was like a cough burp.
I know. All right. 2:30 p.m. A woman called in from the Coram post office. Now, Coram is up the line where up in
really
the canyon.
There
it's is
like...
meth there, biker bar, the Packers Roost, the biker
oh,
bar.
Man.
And
I bet Eli's been there.
Alcoholics and meth, pretty much. That's all the Coram is. And pill junkies. Lots of pill junkies.
You would know.
I do know. I went there lots of times to get lots of pills.
Yeah.
And that place, oh, disgusting.
It's because it's out there in the middle of nowhere. They
don't
have to worry
but
about
it. But see,
being
the fucked up
with.
Thing is, you have to drive through Hungry Horse, Columbia Falls, Coram, all those places. To get to Glacier Park. Now, see, the tourists that come here to visit, they drive through these places and they don't
know. To get
know.
To Glacier
right,
Park.
So it's like nice and beautiful.
Because Glacier
but if
Park
you,
is amazing.
Right, it is cool. But if you live here, you know what happens in those places. And it is the most trashiest, disgusting places in Montana, I think.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy how we have the trashiest place, like...
And then
there
we have, like, Whitefish,
right there,
which is nice.
Well, I was kind of comparing Coram to Glacier Park, because Glacier
oh,
Park
yeah.
is beautiful, and then you have just the scum of the earth right next to it.
Yep.
What a contrast.
It is. It's amazing. A woman called in from the Coram post office to report that her ex-husband, who she has a restraining order against, of course, was standing next to her car. That's all.
That's it?
Right. Why would you... these fucking people.
I guess
because
there was a restraint. I don't know. He might have been fucking with her car. I don't know.
She's probably a dumb fucking alcoholic cunt that deserved it. They should both be killed. Boom.
Yeah, well,
you're both dead. There's
of,
2 more less crackheads to deal with.
Speaking of alcoholic cunts, 6:44 p.m., an extremely intoxicated woman punched another woman at the mobile home park on Shady Lane.
Ooh.
Every time
Drunken
there's a story
horse,
from Shady Lane.
Shady Lane, which is right next to Meadow Manor, where another drunken whore lives.
Yeah.
That I hope you've all been calling. Oh, God. What a cunt. 8:40 p.m., a boy rode away on his blue and pink bicycle after he got into a fight with his girlfriend.
Bummer,
dude.
Someone's in
pink
the doghouse.
Pink bicycle.
It was blue, too.
Oh, okay. It just had pink streamers and a pink basket with pink flowers on it.
That's not gay.
Well, that not at all.
Okay. 9:48 p.m., someone called in from Hungry Horse to complain kids were standing in the parking lot smoking dope. Deputies found some adults who were not smoking dope. They were, however, asked to leave.
Oh, wow. Like, who,
there's someone
wanting
there to be trouble and tattle on someone.
Mind your own fucking business, you pieces of Hungry Horse shit.
99% of the time when someone calls in to tattle on someone, those people weren't even doing anything.
No,
they just
they're just doing it
to be doing something.
Tattletale, neighborhood watchy pieces of shitty.
Exactly.
Shitty shit. 11:10 p.m., someone called in to report that his car window had been shot out with a pellet gun as he was driving over the viaduct near Columbia Falls. Can I tell a little story about something like that real quick?
Do it.
When I was a little kid, when we first moved here, we got BB guns and shit, and this was cool because we were used to living in California, me and my little brother. So we didn't really have woods or anything like that. So
yeah,
we would always
shoot those.
Right, and we never got pellet guns because you can't own that shit in California, and, you know, we were younger then. But then, you know, we were here, I was like 12, he was like 7, I don't know. So we always liked to go up and shoot stuff. And pretty soon we got bored of just shooting that stuff. So we would go down and we built this little fort kind of off the road there. And as cars would come by, we would fucking shoot at the cars, usually trucks and stuff, because you could hit the bed and it would make this cool noise.
Yeah.
So one day we're out there fucking shooting cars and shit, and this truck fucking rolls by, and I fucking pump the BB gun and I fucking aim down the sights. And I fucking pull the trigger, and the fucking passenger window just shatters, dude.
Oh, no.
I fucking flipped the fuck out. The car, the truck fucking, there was a lady sitting in the passenger seat screaming.
Wow.
The guy driving was fucking yelling, pissed. I fucking took off, dropped the BB gun, ran up the fucking thing where our fort was, ran into the house, fucking ran by my mom. I was like, Mom, I did something really bad. Fucking ran into my room, shut the door. Fucking, I opened the blinds as the guy's like pulling up into our driveway.
Oh,
and I am just
fuck.
Like freaking the fuck out. Like, oh my God, I am dead.
Yeah.
And oh yeah, I guess the glass like shattered all over this lady.
I
and
bet.
She was like deathly pale and just shaking. Like she was freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
And I got my fucking ass beat, dude. Oh my God.
Did your mom have to pay for that window?
Yeah, I believe she did actually.
Probably. Yeah.
Probably. I don't remember, but I just remember like pulling the trigger and like just a split second after that, window shatters, car and just, oh dude, that feeling. I was so scared. Dude, holy shit.
I wouldn't have even told you don't be scared.
No, it's like, dude, you just fucked up, you better be really scared.
Yeah, I'm glad you're scared, otherwise I would be scared.
Yeah, right. So yeah, I just wanted to mention that.
It's a good story.
Thank you.
All right, 4:30 a.m., deputies gave a transient a ride back to his camp after he was causing a bit of disturbance at the mobile home park on Shady Lane.
Oh,
later,
really?
However, the aggressive transient was arrested for disorderly conduct after attempting to punch moving vehicles.
Punch moving vehicles.
Yeah.
I wish so bad that I would have been one of those moving vehicles, because I would have laid that fucker out so quick. Oh, God.
It's like, well, I'm going to punch you with my moving vehicle.
Yes, all of my aggression towards all the other stupid people that I had to deal with that day. Oh my God, dude, it would be hell fire. Just
want to see you get in the fight with anyone who is stupid, because all the anger you have,
oh my God,
everything,
dude,
is gonna just come out on that guy, and I'm gonna feel so bad.
Oh,
for
man
him.
Yeah,
he's gonna get destroyed.
I probably, after I'm done, I'll sit back and be like, oh, I feel really bad now.
Yeah, I'm sure you're gonna feel like you just like, you know, had 1,000 orgasms.
Oh my God.
All that
I would
stress.
Probably, after I beat his ass, I would probably just come all over uncontrollably.
You wouldn't even have to jerk off. You'd
not
just
at
start
all,
coming.
Dude. I would just start coming.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Wow.
All right. Well, that's about it for this episode. Sorry we ran a little long, but I get pissed at these certain things, and I don't know. I have to get it out. I do feel much better now until I go back into town and see more idiots.
Right. But
or read more stupid stories about people electing invisible things to run their shit.
Well, I'm sure something like that will happen on Wednesday.
Oh, goodness. Well, as usual, guys, if you have anything you want to talk to us about pertaining to the show, go to the site and click on the show notes and leave us a comment. Or you can send us an email, info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is the site you would like to go to.
And might I add, I love that people are actually sending us emails now.
And comments and shit.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, they were leaving us comments for quite a while.
Right.
But they didn't start emailing us with stuff until recently.
Yeah. That is awesome.
That's badass.
We have arrived.
And what are we going to do?
Vote for Podcast Alley.
Phone.
Vote for us on Podcast
Phone?
Alley. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to set up today. I will do it. So should we just give out the number now? Well, no.
Let's give it out on Wednesday.
Okay, on Wednesday, we're going to have a voicemail sex line for you guys
please,
to call.
Please, 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 please
so
call us.
Whenever anything happens that you guys want to tell us about that you want us to play on the show, instead of having to wait till you get home and fucking type out an email or
right.
go to the comment thing, now you can just pick up the phone, dial this number,
yeah.
throw it on speed dial. Like, I have distorted views and sick and wrongs
right.
on my phone quick
yeah,
contact
so instead
list.
Instead of leaving us a comment about something you want to say to a show, you can just call us and tell us.
Yeah,
that
and
way
leave
if
us
a
message.
And
we'll
play
fucking
it on the next show.
Exactly. So we'll get that set up. Definitely vote for us on Podcast Alley. We're holding in at like 24 in the comedy
23.
Ranking. 23. Nice. We're getting up there. So please do that. If you have a phone that has internet, that's another IP address. Vote for us on that. I do it. You will pretty soon once you get that phone hooked up. MySpace.com/thejamholepodcast. And is that it? I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Fuck it, I don't care.
All right, well, we'll talk to you guys Wednesday. We should hopefully be on the rag by
yes.
Wednesday. If not,
we have
we're going
ready.
To the abortion clinic.
Right.
All right, later.
Bye.
Hello. Hello. My name's Terry, and I'm a law abider. There's nothing I like more than getting fired up on beer. And when the weekend's here, I exercise my right to get paralytic and fight. Good bloke, fairly, but I get well leery when geezers look at me funny. Bouncing around like bunnies. I'm likely to cause mischief. Good clean grief, you must believe, and I ain't no thief. Law abiding and all legal. And who cares about my liver when it feels good? What you need is some real manhood. Rasher, burning casher. Putting people's backs up. Public disorder, I give you public disorder. I down 8 pints and run all over the place. Spit in the face of an officer. See if that bothers you. Cause I never broke a law in my life. Someday I'm gonna settle down with a wife. Go on, lads, let's have another
hello.
Fight.
My name's Tim and I'm a criminal. In the eyes of society, I need to be in jail for the choice of herbs I inhale. This ain't no wholesale operation. Just a few eights and some PlayStation's my vocation. I pose a threat to the nation. And down the station, the police hold no patience. Let's talk space and time. I like to get deep sometimes and think about Einstein and Carl Jung and old kung fu movies I like to see. Pass the hydrator, please. Yeah, I'm floating on thin air. Going to Amsterdam in the new year. Top gear there. Cause I take pride in my hobby. Homemade bongs using my engineering degree. Dear leaders, please legalise weed for these reasons.
Like I was saying to him, I told him, fuck with me and you won't live. So I smacked him in the head and downed another Carlin. Bada bada bing for the lad's light. Mad fight, his face a sad sight. Vodka and snake bite. Going on like a right geese. He's a twat. Shouldn't have looked at me like that. Anyway, I'm an upstanding citizen. If a war came along, I'd be on the front line with them. Can't stand crime either. Them hooligans on heroin, drugs and criminal. Those thugs are the pinnacle of the downfall of society. I got all the anger pent up inside of me.
No, I don't see why I should be the criminal. How can something with no recorded fatalities be illegal? And how many deaths are there per year from alcohol? I just completed Gran Turismo on the hardest setting. We pose no threat on my settee. Oh, the pizza's here. Will someone let him in, please? We didn't order chicken. Not a problem, we'll pick it out. I doubt they meant to mess us about. After all, we're all adults, not louts. As I was saying, we're friendly, peaceful people. We're not the ones out there causing trouble. We just sit in this hazy bubble with our quarters, discussing how beautiful Gail Porter is. MTV, BBC Two, Channel 4 is on till 6 in the morning. And then 6 in the morning, the sun dawns and it's my bedtime.
Causing trouble? You're stinking rabble, boys, saying I'm the lad who's spoiling it. You're on drugs. Really bugs me when people try and tell me I'm a thug just for getting drunk. I like getting drunk, because I'm an upstanding citizen. If the war came along, I'd be on the front line with them.
Now, Terry, you're repeating yourself. But that's okay, drunk people can't help that. A chemical reaction happening inside your brain causes you to forget what you're saying.
What? I know exactly what I'm saying. I'm perfectly sane. You stinking student lame-o, go get a job and stop robbing us of our taxes.
Well, actually, according to research, government funding for further education pales in insignificance when compared to how much they spend on repairing leery drunk people at the weekend in casualty wards all over the land.
Why, you cheeky little swine, come here! I'm gonna batter you! Come here!